Okay, so on to introductions. Is there anybody new on the call today who has not been recently at any of our meetings? David, we haven't heard from you for a while. Why don't you do a reintroduction?
Which Dave are we talking about?
David Lane.
Okay, that's me. I'm with Digital Bazaar. I'm working on various technologies related to this work.
So the next item in our agenda is the status of the current action items. So we had an action item of choosing a name for the group. We are going to discuss that later, but basically we're done with that. We have an action item of approving the new name and the mission statement. When the new name part is done, the mission statement is hopefully in progress today. I have submitted the first draft of the CG mission statement for review. And then we have an action item around what to do about the digital verification community, which we're going to discuss today because I don't have a proposal yet. So that's the current action items for the group. Am I missing any action items? Okay, so no missing action items. We're probably going to create a number today. So moving documents and other items now that the CG name decision is closed. I guess I should, for those of you who aren't aware, we had some discussion about changing the name. In the end, we've decided not to change the name. I think Anu had the most cogent sort of response to the pros and cons, and I think he himself went back and forth on it. Manny, do you mind summarizing what you said in that email about the names, so we can just close this?
Sure. I mean, I think the core point here is that most everyone in this group had originally felt fairly comfortable with the credentials, with the name word credentials. The reason that we had changed it to verifiable claims was under pressure by some fairly large organizations at W3C. They basically said they were fairly against that, and we didn't have the type of security and privacy advocates in the group to pursue anything credentials related. I think that has changed. So we have a number of people that participate fairly heavily in security and privacy related works, in enterprise architecture related works. There was an assertion that what we're working on here are in fact credentials. So there's a different definition that the security community tends to use for credential, meaning like username and password. And a lot of the people arguing against the word were underscoring that credentials are usernames and passwords and Facebook logins, and that's it. I think this community has come around to the position that that is a very narrow definition of credential, and we're interested in the far more broader set of credentials that people take around with them. So effectively, we have a broader definition of the word credential, and fundamentally, the technologies that we're creating in this group result in credentials being created, self-sovereign credentials being created that can be passed around from person to person. So the things that have changed then are that this group is bigger now, we have more security and privacy experts, and those security and privacy experts have asserted that we are in fact working on credentials here, and therefore the name should be the credentials community group. Hopefully that was an okay summary.
Thank you very, very much. So we said a week back that we were going to move forward on the agenda, on the item of that. Nobody raised any objections in the last week, so we're closing this item. Now, There are some consequences of that. There are a variety of things, including, for instance, the name of this channel, a variety of documents that are in different places, et cetera, that are confusing to people. I know Lionel had some difficulty in finding us in the archives and things of that nature. And unfortunately, Manu, I'm going to have to come back to you to kind of get an understanding of what is easy to move, what's hard to move, et cetera. I know, you know, Kim had a tool that moved issues. I don't. Again, how do you do redirects, et cetera?
I don't know if we need to talk about the details. We will just set up the proper redirects, and I'll take care of it. I know how to do all that stuff, and it shouldn't take but an hour or so.
Okay. So we'll put down as an action item for us currently assigned to Manu of sort of redirecting some of these different types of things. We've got a lot of different places because of the history of the group that things reside. Kim, are you up? You were working on trying to make the hub at the W3C credentials page more cogent. Would you mind taking on an action item after that to clean that up after Manu does the cleanup of the pages and such?
Yeah, definitely. I have sort of also various odds and ends kind of, things like the IRC cheat sheet, things like that. So I have a lot of documentation I've been waiting to post until we have sort of our final space. So, yeah, I'm happy to start getting everything all organized there. Manu started us a homepage already. So if I have any questions mm-hmm. about where things go, I'll work with him to, sort of make sure we're on the same page with structure.
Okay. Does anybody else have a particular, so these are two action items we're adding. Action one is more around, moving the various things to various places in particular in regards to GitHub. Action number two is sort of the web pages and pointers and things of that nature to reflect these things. But does anybody have a particular oddball thing or concern? Okay. I'm going to close this with one other item, which is there are a variety of things that got moved over to the digital verification group, including some of the signature standards. We need to discuss more about, that, which we'll hopefully do at the end of this call for also moving those or closing that. Any last comments on, sort of the administrivia of files and documents and things of that nature?
We got a queue.
Sorry. Ryan, go ahead.
Thank you. I guess, I think it's separate from the moving, if we could just put a goal to have one place to go to find everything about this. I don't think that exists yet. And if that could be a GitHub entity, then it seems like we could get pull requests on it. Thanks.
Yes. Okay, Manu.
So, Ryan, done. Here is the one place that you go to get all of the things that this community is working on. We have a new page, w3c.ccg. It is a GitHub repo, so we can do pull requests on it. The thing that isn't done yet is populating it with information like call times and IRC channels and things of that nature. But we can do that after today. So the other question that Christopher Allen raised was, what are we doing with the DVCG, the Digital Verification Community Group? Let me find that page. So we have another page that deals with the signature stuff, right? And we have to discuss whether or not we're going to move those documents back into this group. So all of those documents were taken out of this group and moved into their own group like 9 months ago, and now we may discuss bringing all of those documents back in here. So we have two pages that tries to collect all of the stuff that we're working on, and gives people simple links that they can follow. And I imagine that's where folks will want to go. So let me pause there and see if that actually addresses Ryan's requests. Ryan?
Happy.
Okay. The next set of questions have to do with what we do after this. So we have a couple of administrative things. I'm just going to make a concrete proposal and see if anyone objects. So our IRC channel should no longer be VCTF. This was the Verifiable Claims Task Force. It technically no longer exists. We should probably be in the CCG IRC channel. The dial-in information for SIP should probably change with redirects set up to the CCG. So you will dial into CCG, not VCTF. But if someone accidentally dials into VCTF, they will be redirected to CCG. So it's a general kind of assertion that we're going to rename everything across the board to Credentials Community Group and CCG from now on, and we can just go and update all the links and make sure the proper redirects happen. Is the group and are the chairs okay with doing that blanket change after the call today?
So my only question is what to do about this site, which is the w3.org/community/credentials. And maybe Kim has an answer for that, and I think she's next in the queue.
Yeah, two things about that. Because the W3C site is a little bit harder to control the contents of, I want to use it just, I can rely on it more as a launching point into the Credentials Community Group page. So there's certain things that the W3 site is good for, just sort of being W3, sort of entry point. But the idea would be have the core information, maybe things like using their blog, their WordPress tool to post updates to minutes, but basically try to make it so that we're doing the bulk of the updates on the one Credentials Community Group site that Manu has. And Manu, regarding the next steps, those sounded good. You asked for our feedback. There was one other thing that I had, which is something that I had written down that we need to do after updating the mission statement, which is essentially following up with a certain set of working groups that had raised the concerns about the Credentials Community Group name, and then giving them an update saying, here's where we landed, here's our new mission, and just basically send out that kind of notification so that we're on record as having thought, this is an intentional decision, et cetera. So, but my plan was not to do anything with that until we do have the mission statement updated. But we do want to have that, from what I understand, before like certain fall events where, people might start asking the same question. That's all.
So, Kim, I don't know if that was a question or not. I think the order of operations is the group defines its mission statement. We then contact the W3C systems team to update the mission statement on that W3C-owned community credentials community page, and then we notify the web AppSec and web payments, web and privacy interest group. Those folks, we notify them that we've made the change and are thinking behind it. Did that make sense?
Yes, that was my understanding, that, and I was looking basically for confirmation of it.
Okay.
And I think that's my understanding, is that that's the last remaining thing, and you can just worry about name anymore.
So, Manu, I had a question in regards to some of the history belongs to some of the stuff belongs sort of to Verifiable Claims working group as opposed to belonging to Credentials, and I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that.
Yeah, so there's a plan on how we preserve the history. So, you know, preserving all of the audio records and meeting records is very important from just kind of a historical perspective. So there is a plan to effectively split and fork the repo for VCTF, which will give people the ability to kind of see every single meeting that we've ever had from the CCG and see how it went off into the VCTF and then came back into the CCG. So basically when people hit the CCG's minutes page, they'll be able to see all the way back to like 2014 or 2015. So yes, there's a plan on how to do that. Yes, I think that it's going to be clean and we will set up the proper redirects so that people will be able to follow all the links to the most recent CCG meeting minutes and things of that nature. So I believe we can keep all that stuff intact. Did that make sense, Christopher? No audio from Christopher.
I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Manu. I don't know if we've spent too much time on it, but I really appreciate your hard work and stewardship over this period of time, and just want to share my appreciation. So thank you. So let's close this and move on to the credentials community discussion. So I had written this up a bit back, which is a Google Doc that has the old statement and then a beginning of a proposal for the first. So you'll see at the very beginning of on page one is what it currently says, then you'll see us starting on page three, the draft revised, which is very, very similar. I wanted to minimize the differences, but we had kind of agreed in some of the discussion to add the concept of self-sovereign identities. So the statement is what I've highlighted, and this is after a little bit of revision from Shannon and Joe. The big question that's open is, do we need to put in a section that says it outputs includes these kinds of things? I open the queue for discussions about this this text. In fact, I'm going to copy this text and put it into the chat, just in case people don't have Google Docs. Okay, so I open the queue. You know, one thing we could just, you know, one proposal could be we could just stop at self-sovereign identities, period, and not talk about output and submit it now. Or we can continue to revise it. I'd like, you know, this is late. We should have, I would have liked to have had this last month, so I don't want to torture over it. Okay, so we have an empty queue. Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to speak to my comments, which I think I added in the last week, which are at the tail end of the document, but which were just three. One is that I didn't think self-sovereign identities was a particularly robust phrase. I think it's different than a centralized authority, like it's a category error to refer to those two things with the same, I guess, preposition. And then the subject entity or person, we don't have the ability with that phrasing to have a statement about a thing or a place, and I thought that would be useful. And then I think the internet needs to be capitalized. So that's all.
Okay. I have no problems with changing that to be the current proposal. Any objections? Okay. So if you, everybody who's in that document, scroll down to the bottom. That is the proposal we're talking about right now. Ryan, that's an interesting thing. So Drummond, add yourself to the queue, and then we'll come to you in a second. Ryan, go ahead. Ryan, we're not hearing you.
Got it. Was not aware. Oh, did I? My suggestion to put me on the queue.
Sorry, I pushed you on the queue, Ryan, because I thought it was important.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So I've thrown some text in, which says output includes creating draft specifications and test implementations suitable for further standardization. Is that good enough? Does that?
So that I like that. The question that I had for Manu, and Manu basically pointed, was can we say that, or would, you know, when we submit this to the W3C, they'll say, well, technically CGs don't do specifications, they do requirements and other stuff, or do you think they'll accept that?
Can work on technical, just real quick. CGs can work on technical specs as long as they're provisional / experimental / incubating the work. So we can't say it's an official W3C spec, but we can absolutely author specifications and do implementations, and I think Ryan's suggestion is a really good one.
Okay, so I have added that to the was there an additional word that you felt was needed in there? So I've added it to the end of the Google Doc, its output. But, you know, you said provisional or incubate, or is there another word you want to put in there?
I'll provide feedback in the Google Doc. And sorry about jumping the queue.
Okay. Okay, so next in the queue, I've already done mine. Kim, go ahead.
Okay, the question I have and sort of the, you know, the first draft revised mission spec that we looked at, and then the latest one. So I want to actually, it's more of a question for Joe, because he mentioned something about self-sovereign identities. I didn't quite hear it. When I revisited that, the wording of that in the first draft revised mission statement, I noticed that, so if you look at the, you know, giver and recipient order is off, because I think of self-sovereign identity as more of a, more critical to a recipient. Obviously, it's critical to everyone, but, you know, on the recipient side, it enables or helps enable, you know, sort of longevity of claims, their own way of ownership, et cetera. So I think that was basically my confusion. So in the second version, and I'll try to summarize this with the exact question. So the second version seems to focus more on the issuer side versus the recipient. I feel like the thing that's missing is the fact that, you know, the idea is that these things can live on their own, you know, without, say, any authority kind of owning that thing, owning, you know, sort of owning, maintaining that credential. The idea that the recipient is, you know, sort of empowered to use their own credentials. And, so yeah, the question is, well, one, Joe, I was curious what you were saying about self-sovereign identity, the concerns about using that, because I think I agree with you, but I may not be agreeing with the right thing. And then also I wanted to get sort of feedback on, you know, whether that makes sense, if we should focus on the recipient aspect as well.
Okay. So can you, you don't have a concrete suggestion yet that's open for discussion. Can you add below this draft at the bottom, this as an open issue of that this is issuer-centric and, you know, can we incorporate, you know, sort of the bearer and holder side of the language somehow, unless you have a concrete suggestion for how to do so. So if you can add that there so we don't lose track of that as a kind of a micro issue. We'll go to the next person. Oops. Okay, Drummond, go ahead. Yeah.
All I'm doing is just doing some light editing, adding suggestions to the Google Doc once I found it. So, I think it's pretty close. There are a couple minor comments that we're making there, and I think if we just keep working it, we'll be there.
Okay. So anybody have any objections to adding the word federations to the list of solutions? I know I don't. Okay, I'm not seeing any or hearing any negatives. So for now, and we can always change it if there's a last-minute objection. Oh, is there somebody who...
Yeah, sorry, this is Chris Weber. Like I said, I was only kind of half paying attention. Could we define federation here? I ask partly because I work on something that's called a federation standard, and I'm just trying to understand how that fits in here.
Yeah, there are multiple definitions, and I think... you know, I know in my particular case, it is a private group of people for not, you know, so in the blockchain cases, a federation is a permissioned space. It may be public or private, and I think that's what Drummond's company does as well. So it's a, you know, it's a limited group of people, even though the information might be public or private, that's a limited group of people. There may be other definitions. Maybe we may be colliding with other definitions, but there, you know, it is sufficiently different than some of the others that it's neither centralized nor decentralized.
Sure, I'm not objecting to it. I'm just pointing out that there is a conflict. There is a conflicting definition with what's kind of used in the decentralized social web space, where federation is about kind of sharing state between servers, and that's a pretty commonly used term in that space. So I'm just giving you a heads up that should probably be clearly delineated.
Yeah. Okay. If you still think that is an issue, would you add that to the bottom below as a little micro issue below this with a question? But for now, I'm going to accept it as a proposal. Continuing on down next to Joe.
So I just wanted to respond to Tim's question. So the heart of my comment was the previous language said focus. I'm sorry. Seek solutions for both centralized authority and self-sovereign identity. And those just didn't seem like they were in the same category. So centralized authority being particular entities and self-sovereign identity being a more conceptual sort of notion. So I just wanted to be specific and have everything in the same category. However, I know your second point is actually kind of brilliant in that this is all focused just on issuers. We don't say anywhere here that we're talking about credentials issuable and usable by anyone. So we don't have that notion. And you will note that the team in your comments.
Get a little closer to your speaker. If you can get a little closer to your microphone, I can't. You're beginning to break up. Going to mute between.
Is that any better?
Yeah.
I don't know how much I can improve my headset situation. That the question about whether it's about the holder or the subject or the presenter and that sort of that whole dynamic, when just focusing on the issue, it has the side benefit of we avoid that kind of confusion. So anyway, that was my response to you, Kim.
Okay, am I up? Christopher, we...
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Just in case I'm trying to say anything. Okay. So I just wanted to add to the Federation conversation. I see the Drummond link to federated identity, which I think probably clears things up a bit. But one of the other ideas of the DID specification is that you can point to identities that are not only created in a decentralized manner, but that are established through the centralized system. So I just wanted to throw that out there if that helps us find the right word for Drummond to add federated and for other people to understand it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Moses, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. So I got a question. You never used the term reputation. Is that deliberate? And if not, do you want to consider adding that term somewhere in the mission?
I'll jump in real briefly here. So I agree that reputation is a form of credential. But it also has a lot of other stuff with it, and I'm not quite yet sure that we're ready to. Yes, as a form of credential, it's something that we want to do to allow for. But it's it's a pretty heavy topic in and of itself. Something we can maybe tackle later, or maybe someday there'll be a separate group or task force on it. But I'm a little itchy about saying we're going to do reputation, because that could be a whole, couple hours a week meeting itself. And I have a lot of history with this, with the rebooting Web of Trust, trying to do it, et cetera. I'm not completely objecting, but I'm saying I'm a little concerned.
So one thing we can do to include the term but not necessarily have to work on it is just to define that reputation could be the collection of verifiable claims and credentials.
Moses, that was barely audible. I don't know if others could hear that better, but I couldn't.
But you couldn't hear me?
Yeah, for whatever reason, you're barely audible, at least to me.
Yeah, you're kind of quiet.
All I was saying is we could just say that we're not addressing reputation as some kind of credential, but it's actually it's a collection of credentials.
I'm a little. I think maybe your point might be that if we elucidate what can kinds of things can be credentials is potentially useful, and maybe one of those words is and reputation. But you know, there's also some discussion about evidence and your more traditional claims and things of that nature. Manna, do you have any thoughts on this? Because I know that We're getting back into what is a credential.
I think what we've kind of come to, or the conclusion that some of the group has come to with regards to reputation is exactly what Moses said. Reputation is kind of a derivative of a set of credentials. So you can derive reputation from credentials. I think Moses makes a good point. We don't want to make it seem like we don't care about reputation, but at the same time, I think Christopher is right in that we're trying to create the building blocks that enable reputation to happen, and we have to get those lower levels right before we can really tackle the whole reputation thing. So I think reputation is always a part of the conversations that we have. But to say that we're working on technical specifications for reputation would be a bit of a stretch at this point. As Christopher mentioned, we have had people kind of try to tackle the reputation thing at Rebooting Web of Trust, and that seems to be the right place to kind of keep the discussion until somebody creates something that, has legs. And I haven't seen anyone really do that yet.
Okay, let me respond to that, Moses.
Briefly.
Is that okay?
Yeah, if you can keep it very brief.
Okay, so what I want to suggest is absolutely we don't want to tackle reputation, but we want to put in some low-level functionality to support the development of reputation systems that are interoperable later. For example, just collecting data on the verifiability or the level of trust in a
game
can do that. Another thing, for example, that we've been working on is auto-normalization. Like if one person thought...
I'm going to have to interrupt here just simply because we've only got 10 minutes left. That you're opening up a big, giant thing. I think it's worthy of a topic in a future meeting. So I'm not discounting you, but I want to focus on getting a little bit more progress on the mission statement. So I apologize for taking the chair's prerogative there. It is an issue at the bottom I've added. If you want to add some more details to the Google Doc, that's great. I want to start just quickly going through in the last 10 minutes. There's a number of things. So Dave Longley raised the question of web. And I'd like to argue no, Internet. I know we are the W3C, but there's a lot of things that we're going to be using verified claims for that are not web standards. So I would prefer to keep it Internet. Is there anybody who is in violent disagreement with that and says that, it should not be? Dave, any thoughts after my...
No, it was more of a suggestion to see what the group thought. I don't have terribly strong feelings. I just noticed it there.
Okay, thank you. I think it's a legitimate question. But I'm going to call that resolved. The next one was Drummond Reed's Federations. I'm going to suggest we accept that for now. It's still an open issue below if we can clarify a little bit, but you know, I'm reasonably satisfied. This isn't for acceptance, it's more of so we can get a more solid draft to comment on and close on. So the next one is decentralized registries versus blockchains. Drummond is suggesting that instead of decentralized registries, it should be decentralized blockchains. I'm kind of reluctant, but I'm a little wishy-washy here. Anybody have any thoughts, comments on whether or not that word should be registry or, because I think DLTs and a variety of other things aren't technically blockchains, and yet are decentralized. IPFS is not a blockchain, but is decentralized, and there can be registries there. I'm not sure it's a ledger either. Let me get back to the... Okay, Joe, did you still have a comment on this?
What was my comment? It was about reputation. Mostly that I think reputation is much bigger than credentials, and to the extent that credentials can help with reputation, I think that's useful in our work, but I'd be very hesitant to add reputation to the mission because I think it would include a lot more work, such as deriving reputation from raw data. It really is beneficial.
Okay. I'm for now going to, trying to do too many things at once. Lionel, go ahead.
I just thought, decentralization and immutability are the key characteristics, and you're right that we don't want to say blockchain or distributed hash table or any of those other specifics.
Okay. I'm for now going to just resolve this as registries. We can bring it up again if necessary. So Kim said... that her thing would be resolved by adding the word, I'm clicking on the issuers thing. So we have, Dave suggested identities instead, Kim agreed, but Joe was concerned about ambiguity, participant actors, parties. Joe, you had the objection to switching that to identities. Thoughts?
I'm sorry, you want to comment on that?
I'm sorry, you're not clear again.
Self-sovereign identity is, it's a pretty vague term. If we have self-sovereign identifiers, which I think is what we have to do, I understand. Self-sovereign identities gets much more complicated. And also, it's not quite the category that the rest of the list is. The rest of the list are clearly authorities issuing something, which is why I went with issuers. I'm okay with the language, but that was my thinking on that.
I mean, I'm kind of wanting it to be identities because that's kind of the searchable term. Self-sovereign identity issuers is going to show nothing in a Google search.
I'm plus one on that. I don't know that we need to be. I'm plus one for identities as well. I don't know that we need to be perfectly explicit in exactly what we're talking about in this mission statement. It's more important to drive traffic and interest in the group and make it clear, you know, the area that we're working on, and I think that term is good for that purpose.
Okay. So I'm I'm going to move it back to identity for now, but I'm going to leave that discussion open. It's output, it's tasks. I don't have a strong preference. I don't like the word output, so actually, you know, our task is, so instead of it's, how about our, because now we're making it a person thing and then accepting that. Incubating, creating drafts. I really like that because I feel like too many, you know, we are going to technical specifications and we are going to create drafts. The question is it incubate and draft or just incubate or just draft? Any strong opinions?
How do you incubate if you're not drafting?
Okay, this is what I'm proposing for now. Is that accept? Okay. Now, is that redundant with Manu's comment around experimental or test implementations or experiment with? Yeah, I'm going to set the drafting and incubating. It's not quite as passive speech, but we can deal with that later. I'm losing track of you. Manu, do you have any closing thoughts on experimental?
We don't need it.
Okay.
And actually, we don't need tests. We just implementations, I think.
Okay. I think that's... Yeah, okay, I'm going to accept technical. I'm going to delete test. I'm going to accept the S. I'm going to go ahead and resolve the identities and the issuers. I don't want to resolve this. Okay. Kim, can you do me a favor and add the issuer versus identities, sort of what people said in a sort of a sub-issue at the bottom of the text, so I can resolve this one?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's now 9:59. I feel like we've made some progress on on this. I will copy it to the section at the top as the new draft. I encourage people, if you have more comments, what I think I'm going to do is when this is done, I'll send this to the list as a draft and ask people to comment on this draft. Can we close this next week? Yeah, I'm actually organization or group. There's a little bit of energy here. Are people willing to want to hang around for just a couple more minutes on this, or how many people need to leave that really are? Okay. So Drummond has to leave. Manus can stay. Yeah, let's just go ahead and close this for now. I think we've got a yeah, we'll send a note to the list where we're at, and go forward from there. So thank you very much, everybody. So it sounds like our topic next week is to close this out. But I'm also going to actually, before we close this out, I'm going to bring up the verifications community group topic again, because there's still an open question of, you know, as we have more cryptographers join and the bandwidth for this group and stuff, that those more tactical, more technical and cryptographic things may need to be a separate group. And so we can discuss that as our sort of one of our opening agenda items next week. And then let's close out the, draft for approval by the community next week as well. Thank you very much, everybody, and have a good week.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.